Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
In the U.S. alone, $60 billion worth of jewelry is sold every year, and most of that jewelry that's sold has not been cleaned properly and has been shown to have higher bacteria levels than skin even after you've washed your hands. Yikes. My guest is board-certified pediatrician Dr. Holly Neef. Welcome to the show, Dr. Neef. Yikes. What are we hearing about jewelry and bacteria?
Hi. Well, I think that one thing that people never think about is the amount of bacteria that continues to collect on our jewelry. And, you know, as a pediatrician, I wash my hands every day, at least probably 50 times a day. But what we know is that when jewelry has been tested among healthcare workers who wash their hands frequently, the levels of bacteria are still very, very high.
Okay.
So we know that normal hand washing doesn't kind of do the trick.
Okay. So when you're talking about jewelry, mostly rings? Are we talking about also bracelets, earrings, neck? I mean, really all kinds of jewelry? Or are we looking at rings and what kind of gets in the rings?
Right, correct. All jewelry that's been tested has been shown to have high levels of bacteria. In my profession, I mostly think about the rings because that's what, you know, is a potential transmission, you know, for bacteria from myself to other people. And when I talk to families all day long about how they can help to prevent their children from getting sick, my first recommendation is really good hand washing. What we know is that we're washing our hands, but we're still carrying something very filthy around on our hands that could be potentially spreading infection.
Well, you know what's interesting about that, Dr. Neef? I'm an exercise physiologist, and I work mostly with older people and some with compromised immune systems. And when I am going to various people's houses, I don't wear a ring. I don't wear any rings. I don't wear my wedding ring or anything. And partly because you think that some gunk gets in there. And even if you wash your hands, it sometimes pushes in there. So you'd have to keep removing your ring to wash the inside of it.
Exactly. Well, and again, I think even just routine hand washing and even washing the ring with soap and water doesn't sterilize the ring. Doesn't get rid of the level of bacteria that actually exists on the ring.
So what are we supposed to do?
So, well, I know for myself, who I'm a busy mother of two and a pediatrician, I have never, ever brought my jewelry to a jeweler to have it professionally cleaned. But there has been an invention that we're hoping to produce that is called the aquasonic wave. And what the aquasonic wave does is it turns your dishwasher into a jewelry cleaner so that you can sterilize your jewelry in your dishwasher. So just like it sterilizes all the things that we, you know, wash every day that we use to cook and put in our mouths for, as an example, silverware, this product will sterilize your jewelry.
But so what is it so that it keeps your jewelry from washing down the little drain there, getting stuck in the filter, or, putting your diamond ring in there?
Right. So it's a really great contraption, and it's built specifically to house your jewelry so that it's encased in a container, and the dishwasher turns into a sterilization mechanism to sterilize your rings. But it's safe in the aquasonic wave. So your jewelry won't go anywhere. It'll just be in the little aquasonic wave box, I will call it, or container.
Now, what about, some people use toothpaste or their toothbrush and they clean their jewelry that way, or, taking it to a jeweler. Does that make sure to get the dirt out?
Well, the jeweler has a sanitizer that will clean your ring. But keep in mind, every day there's bacteria that builds up on our ring. So unless you're taking your jewelry to a jeweler on a regular basis, every day, every other day, once a week, which I think most people don't do, a toothbrush I do not believe would sterilize the ring, especially because there's bacteria that live, that lives in your mouth that you're now using to clean your ring, or if you're using another kind of a toothbrush, you're not going to get the heat or the amount of cleanser that you would need to clean the ring.
Now, what about things like, you're a doctor, and so, you use sanitizer every day and washing your hands. What about hydrogen peroxide or rubbing alcohol? If we were to just every single night drop our jewelry in hydrogen peroxide, and it always starts to foam, And
right.
You look at it and you say, okay, so is it foaming just around the gross stuff, or, does that clean?
the study actually showed that the sanitizer, or you know, that type of a product that you can buy in the stores, does not clean the ring to the extent that the aquasonic wave in the dishwasher would clean your ring. So although you're going to get some amount of an effect, you're not going to get the same effect as, you know, if the ring was sterilized or if the jewelry was sanitized, sterilized.
So washing our hands, you know, this is flu season right now.
Correct.
And so we're all trying to be cognizant. And, you know, at the grocery store, Dr. Neef, there's you know, now they even put the sanitizing things that you can wipe on the handles of the grocery cart. How
Absolutely.
Vigilant do you think people should be? Are we over sanitizing? Should we be doing it like that? Does it sound like we're germophobic?
Well, I think it's a good practice. I mean, we know that the way infection is spread is usually either hand to mouth or via what we call fomites, which are things that can help spread bacteria. So, you know, I think it's a good practice to continually, you know, wash your hands. I think it's a good practice to, you know, wipe the cart. I mean, if we really want to help to prevent the spread of the flu and other infections, it's not a bad idea to do things like that.
But I mean, how far does it go then? Do you wipe down every surface in your house all the time? You know, and you're a pediatrician.
Right.
So we always heard it's good for kids' immune systems. Eat a little dirt, you know.
Right.
And so what are we doing here? Should we be over-sanitizing our kids? And, you know, of course, now they're trying to get antibiotics out of the food and out of the
right.
chicken and out of the everything. But what about all these parents who run around with sanitizer everywhere with their kids? Are we not letting our kids eat dirt?
Well, the sanitizers aren't completely antibacterial, so there's regular soaps and there's antibacterial soaps. And I usually recommend simple regular soaps for families unless there's a certain bacteria that I'm trying to eradicate from their skin because of that reason, because you don't want to promote resistance. But, you know, just kind of wiping off a grocery cart before you use it isn't necessarily going to completely sterilize it or sanitize it. It's just going to, you know, if somebody were sick and had... you know, gotten germs on the grocery cart, it just might help to spread some of that infection.
One of the things I was telling my kids recently was about money, because I'm like, after you have handled money, go wash your hands, because that money has, I mean, you don't even want to think where money has been.
Right, I agree. And I don't think anybody needs to go crazy about, you know, sanitizing and cleaning everything. And the reason I think we're focusing on jewelry is because jewelry is something that we have on our body. And we touch, and we touch people all day long. I mean, I know when I'm seeing my patients, I touch, and, you know, we touch our kids, we hug our kids. And it's just, you know, again, if our rings is a potential vehicle for spreading infection, then I think it's a good idea to think about cleaning it on a somewhat regular basis. I mean, people have jewelry that they probably never cleaned in their entire lives. So when you look at the bacterial levels, they're huge. And I think if people realized that they were wearing something with that level of bacteria on their hand, they probably would be very, very surprised.
And what about earrings, the little holes in our ear? Are they subject to the infection too?
Absolutely. So again, when the studies were done looking at the levels of bacteria on earrings, I mean, they were filthy. They were absolutely filthy. Now, again, as a physician, you know, I'm going to worry a little bit less about earrings than I am my ring. But still, if you're thinking about, you know, it's just like wearing clothes that you would never wash. I mean, you know, we all wash our clothes every day because we want to have clean clothes. And really, you know, earrings that are kind of gunked up with bacteria are just, I think people would prefer to have, you know, clean things that they're putting in their ears as opposed to extra, extra filthy things. And the jewelry really just collects bacteria.
And that's amazing, something we don't always think about. Dr. Holly Neef, and the website is aquasonicwave.com, and you can go there and check it out and see, you know, about the bacteria. We need to really remember that it can hide in places that you just might not even realize, and sometimes hand washing is just maybe not even quite really enough, but we still want to remember to wash our hands, especially during cold and flu season. This is Melanie Cole, and of course, washing our hands will help us all to stay well.